Boston City Hall is like a three-dimensional cement maze. The mayor's office is in an inner cavern with tall ceilings.
Well, I'll start with the desk.
Okay.
The desk is the James Curley desk.
Acting Mayor Kim Janey is our tour guide.
As I understand it, Walsh brought it back out from retirement. I don't think this is something that Menino used. I like it. I think it's beautifully carved. We have our dashboards here, public safety.
In front of the desk, four large screens display the most current data about the city, from stabbings to trash pickups. But in many other ways, Janey made the room her own. There's a bold, abstract painting of Michelle Obama hanging directly behind her desk.
This was painted by a 15-year-old, I think a sophomore, in Boston Public Schools.
There are many reminders of her neighborhood and her family.
That's me when I was about five.
Who did the portrait?
My stepmom. This is a chess game that my mom gave me last Christmas. She's an avid chess player. This here is Roxbury pudding stones. It is a bunch of smaller pebbles, and they form a big rock, and I use that kind of as a metaphor of Roxbury people.
When she took office in March, Janey became the first woman and first person of color to call this office their own.
It was also important to me to open up the space, and so hosting open houses, to bring people in who historically have been left out and felt left out of power and not able to access the mayor's office, mm-hmm. or their only interaction with City Hall is a negative interaction when they're paying off a bill.
Now, as she makes way for the second woman and second person of color, Mayor-elect Michelle Wu, Janey is assessing her time as acting mayor and her place in history, from being a black kid who was bused to a white neighborhood in the 1970s to being a grandmother who shattered what may have been Boston's highest glass ceiling.
I am reflecting on the work that we were able to do, and it's been a lot in a very short period of time. Whether that was COVID, whether that is the reckoning on racial injustice in our country, focusing on issues that matter to the people of Boston, like housing and public safety, and making historic strategic investments for our future. And I'm proud of the work that we've been able to do in such a short period of time.
Did you come in and see things that for 200 years mayors had not been seeing?
Well, I think a lot of people hadn't been seeing things for a long time. For me, my lived experiences, the things that I've been able to overcome, I think has made a profound difference in terms of, you know, how I lead and govern and the things that I was hoping to accomplish using an equity lens in all that we do, because it was never about kind of going back to some normal when that normal was hurting people, that normal was leaving people out.
There's always resistance to change. It must have been quite an adjustment becoming, you know, this symbol of especially having been one of the bust. But then you kind of have to deal with a lot of power structures that are mostly white and kind of bring them along. How did you navigate that?
Well, you know, it's important to be willing to have the conversations. And you're right, not everyone is excited about change, particularly when you are part of a power structure and you are enjoying what that means to be part of that power structure. It doesn't mean, though, that we give up. You keep pushing. You keep being willing to have the conversation, being willing to work with folks. But change doesn't come easy. It doesn't come overnight. It certainly wasn't just going to come in 8 months. But we've been able to do a lot in the 8 months. And so I'm really a proud of that work. But it's not that racism goes away because you have a black mayor, or sexism goes away because, you know, the mayor is a woman. Those issues persist. And it's important to kind of brush yourself off, get up, and keep pushing forward. And that's what I've always done my whole life. I've had no choice as a black woman.
You talk about picking yourself up and dusting yourself off. Is that what happened on election night?
Yeah, it's very difficult. And, you know, I hadn't lost an election before either. But I believe, too, I think in my heart of hearts that things happen for a reason. And I am grateful for what has been the honor of my life to serve as mayor, particularly given how difficult, you know, how many challenges that there were. And for whatever reason, I was called to be the person to serve in that role and to make history while doing it, but more important to make change and to do the work. And so I'm grateful. So it doesn't feel good to lose a big election, obviously, but was grateful for the opportunity to serve and lead my city.
Mayor Janey, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Janey plans to return to the city council in December. She isn't saying what she'll do after her replacement is sworn in January.